the cusp of another incredible hour of radio like you get nowhere else. Good to have you here. I'm Steve Gurra. I'm fired up. I hope you are, too. God bless America. It's the Steve Gurra Show for Thursday, January the 16th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, support for impeachment in Michigan and across the nation fading fast with each passing day. And Nancy Pelosi's decision to put up the bug-eyed Adam Schiff in charge of the prosecutor's clown car, well, that speaks for itself. And number two, Dan Gilbert, the founder of Quicken Loans, could soon be back in view. Gilbert has been recovering since suffering a debilitating stroke in May of 2018. He's quietly been making visits to the office and may soon make a public appearance. It's a real comeback story. And number one, it's all about the economy. It really is. And Michigan stands to reap great benefit from the just-signed Phase 1 deal with China, plus USMCA to be signed next week, plus another huge trade deal with Japan. All of these deals lining up to put Michigan on track for its best years, maybe ever. And that's saying a lot. I mean, Michigan after World War II was a pretty hopping place, to say the least. Detroit was the wealthiest city in America in 1960 per capita. And so this is an incredible series of events for the president to accomplish, first of all, but for Michigan, for our corner of the world, maybe better than anybody else. I mean, we are surrounded by Ontario, so the USMCA deal coming next week is critical to manufacturing, to agriculture. The same is true with the China deal, Phase 1 signed yesterday. And by the way, interesting that the president said, China, we're going to keep those tariffs on that are already there through the end of the year at a minimum. Eat it. And they had no choice. The Chinese economy has been hemorrhaging over the last couple of years. And say what you want about the tariffs, but the tariffs worked. We got deals on protecting intellectual property. We got deals in a variety of places that naysayers said couldn't be done. Of course, you go back to the likes of Paul Krugman, and you would hear that if Donald Trump were elected president, the economy in America would fail and never recover. In fact, that's exactly what Krugman said the morning after the election. The economy is going to go to a place so bad and so dire and hit the skids that we will never recover. Not true at all, obviously. Not true at all. So let's hear what some of the pundits were saying about the Phase 1 deal with China and all of the deals that are lining up. Bite number four from CNBC. Bite four. Go.
Bringing some money back in for investment. But I'm going to go with the simple answer. Larry Kudlow, I agree with you. To me, I think the fact that we were able to put them in the penalty box for close to 2 years, like that aggressive hockey player that commits a lot of fouls, just doing that takes a lot of nerve. I don't know any other politician that could have done it.
And that's the point. It's a serious question. And even if you despise Donald Trump, you look at the things he's been able to get done. The tax cuts, the China trade deal, the Japan trade deal, the USMCA trade deal, the First Step Act, the Right to Try Act, the border wall, another $7 billion on its way down there. But nothing more telling than another record sent on Wall Street yesterday. And today the Dow poised to surpass 30,000. And if it doesn't happen today, then it'll happen Friday or Monday. But it's going to happen. Could be 32,000, 33,000 by the time we get to November 3rd, 2020. I mean, these are places that it's fantasy land. It's fantasy land. Nobody ever believed that we could get to these places and have this kind of success and this kind of a market. In fact, Steve Bannon had a very interesting take on it yesterday. Steve Bannon from War Room. Steve Bannon, former advisor to the president, the guy who I think still talks to the president by way of programs like this one. He says he forced the Chinese hand at President Trump, plus put all these deals together with all of our biggest trading partners in a week's time. Steve Bannon, it's long, but it's worth hearing. Steve Bannon on Donald Trump and all the trade deals and what it means for you and I. Bite number eight.
What you're seeing in this signing today, coupled with USMCA being done in the same week, hopefully, where USMCA makes North America and Mexico a geostrategic manufacturing alternative to East Asia. Today, you're seeing what President Trump's going to do is the beginning of the end of the managed decline of the United States. Kyle's right. It was his tariffs. He went against all orthodoxy, economic orthodoxy, and was lambasted by people came on this show, the financial press, the Wall Street Journal op-ed page. He stood up for the tariffs, and he broke the Chinese Communist Party. We gave up very little at the end. We gave up some potential tariffs in the back end to start the beginning of working, not totally, on forced technology transfers, on intellectual property, on getting access financially to their markets. But most importantly, to show, and you've got, look, EU, Japan, ourselves, talking about the state-owned industries at the WTO yesterday with the EU. You're seeing Trump, in a geostrategic context, go after China as trying to be a hegemon in the Eurasian landmass.
The end of the managed decline of America. Basically, what Bannon's saying is the crumbling of America is over, at least for a moment here. And it means that we have an opportunity to do something great. And never has an election been more important than the one coming in November of 2020. Because everything is up for grabs. You look at what is being offered by the other side. Socialist policies and massive tax schemes. Government takeover of different sectors of the economy, including healthcare, 100%. Possibly other places. I mean, Bernie Sanders has openly advocated for the government control of industry. Elizabeth Warren has advocated for a 90% top income tax. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders have both advocated for a wealth tax. If you have a certain amount of assets, those should be taxed until you don't have those assets. Because if it's 5% a year, 20 years later, it's gone. If it's 10% a year, it's 10 years later, it's gone. For the most part. Then, of course, an increased death tax, an inheritance tax that would drill you again. Not to mention all of the taxes and regulations and fees that would go into something called the Green New Deal. The amount of financial damage that could all do to America is almost unfathomable. Almost unfathomable. Easy for me to say. Yeah. At any rate, this part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems. By the way, I'm rooting for the president. Brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. You can get a free water test today. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine button, get a free water test. Find out what's in your water. Peace of mind has never been more important. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a business owner, you wear many hats: accountant, HR specialist, skilled worker, and even CEO. The last thing you need to worry about is what's going on in the state capitol. Hi, I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber. In Lansing, we work hard to make sure legislation and regulations don't get in the way of running your business. We work to make a big difference on big issues such as filling the talent pipeline, controlling health care costs, and ensuring that Michigan has a fair and competitive tax environment. Your business is at the heart of Michigan's economy. We pledge to help you grow, create new jobs, and be an exceptional entrepreneur. At the Michigan Chamber, we fight for you in Lansing's capital so you can continue to grow your business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Hey, parents. Finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi, son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I'll fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, short day.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to adoptuskids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.